Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The new Longford Mayor, Cathaoirleach Kevin Hussey, is with me here on the programme this afternoon. Kevin, congratulations. You're very welcome to the programme.
My thank you very much and thanks for having me.
Not at all. Did your younger self see you in the mayoral chain, Kevin?
Absolutely not. Not a chance of it. I never thought now when I was younger that I'd ever go into this line of work. I just always wanted to be a DJ and work for my father. He opened up a dry cleaning business in Longford in 1997 with my mother, and I always just said I wanted to get out of school and go work for my dad and be a DJ, and I did both. And I now own the cleaners. I took it over from him 9 years ago. So I thought that was going to be my life. So when this came about, yeah, I would have never assumed that I would be doing something like this.
Tell me about your time in school, Kevin.
I'll be honest, it was shocking. I knew from a young age that it just wasn't going to be, you know, for me. I remember like it was yesterday, sitting in the kitchen at home with my mum, and I have four other siblings. I have three sisters and one brother, and I'd remember doing the spellings, and, you know, we'd have a little lunchbox and that you'd get in school, and you'd have to maybe spell, you know, three or four spellings, and then every couple of days you'd get another couple of added into it, and I just always struggled with that. I was never very good at it, and I always just got really frustrated, and I'd take my mum maybe 2 hours to learn maybe 10 spellings with me, and I'd learn them all off. Next morning I'd get up and we'd just give them one last go, and I'd remember nothing. It was just, it wasn't great. Now when I was doing all of that, never really knew what was going on or why I was the way that I was, but my mum kind of had a fair idea that there was just something more. It didn't make sense. Yeah, she did. She just knew. She always said to me, Dad, you know, over the years we talk, and she always, I told your dad there was just something more. This is just not, you know, this is not right. Like, he's not playing up. And even when I was in school, that's what I would have been saying. No, he's just playing up. He's just being bold or whatever. But I'd obviously get very frustrated with, you know, what was going on. So the childhood growing up on that, it was definitely a struggle.
What, in terms of trying to deal with that, what did your parents do? Like, did they go to the school? I mean, at that stage, I'm trying to think back, and I'm not trying to age you in any way, but, you know, I suppose kind of child psychologists and maybe trying to get a diagnosis around what that might be, was that something that you investigated?
It was. I'll tell you, I was 42 there on Sunday.
Right, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. They brought me to Dublin. They did talk to the teachers, and they felt like they never really got anywhere with it. So they brought me for private testing in Dublin, and I still remember going up to Dublin and talking to the team in Dublin, and I just remember going into a room. They paid privately for it, and I suppose that's 24 years ago. Maybe it's more, but I remember being up in Dublin, and for me it'd be that age, you know, going up into Dublin and thinking, God, you know, Paddy was never in Dublin before, let alone coming up for this. So it was definitely daunting, but I didn't really know what was going on. They didn't really tell me. They just said, oh, we're just going up to do A, B and C. So in fairness, when I did the test, the girl that did the test with me actually talked to my mother after that and said, I don't know if you even realise this, but they showed a book that I was writing on, and I was actually writing backwards, and I didn't even know I was doing that. So whatever questions she was obviously asking me, and when I was writing down on the paper, I was writing it backwards, and that was it. Then I had my diagnosis of dyslexia kind of there and then, but they obviously did the report and everything, and it came back that I had severe dyslexia, and said it was one of the worst that I've seen, you know, in quite a while, from what they looked at when I was doing it. So it made me mad, you know, vindicated for how she felt, you know, at the time. But it was extremely difficult. I would have felt definitely different even in secondary school. I suppose I couldn't do English, let alone Irish, and, you know, when you have to stand up in class and read out the book. And it just, I kind of felt like, you know, I was being picked on, because, you know, people would laugh at you then, why can he not read? Now, I had good friends in school, in fairness, you know, they had me, but it was different back then. There was an A and a B class. I don't think they have that now, and I was in the B class, and there was only about 10 people in it, where the other class at A had maybe 30 in it. And I was like, well, why are all my friends in the A class and I'm down here, you know, in the B? But it just, yeah, it was extremely difficult. But my mum, in fairness, my mum, she really, really pushed to try and get me help. I used to go to a nun in the Convent of Mercy after school for 2 hours, and Sister Benedict was her name, and you know, she was just an absolute lady. You'd go in, she'd have a bun for you, and you know, she'd really make you comfortable.
Yeah.
But I was loving it because I was just getting a bun and a cup of tea, you know. But
yeah,
she just was really nice, you know. She made me feel comfortable, and then we dig into the work, and then afterwards, you know, when I was going, she'd give you a hug and she'd have a packet of sweets for you. And I even remember her passing away. It was a number of years after I finished, you know, finished school, and I remember going to her funeral, and I was heartbroken when I went to that funeral. You know, thinking she got me through some of the hardest times, you know, in my life. So, yeah, it's been an experience. And I didn't think when I got elected as Cathaoirleach, I didn't realise when I said in my speech, I just kind of wanted to maybe let other people know that if you struggle at all, you know, there is help there, and there's so many new tools now with school. I didn't realise that it would, you know, kick off the way it has. But I left school after my junior cert. That was me gone. I didn't have to do Irish from second year. But the only problem that I had with that, I was still put into the back of the class. I still had to sit in it for all of second year, and the teacher wouldn't have really liked me for that. I kind of just felt like, you know, she probably thought, well, why is he here? She shouldn't be sitting in here if he's not even doing, you know, the exam. And then by third year, when I did my junior cert, I actually had a reader, and it was one of the first times in the country that they brought in having a reader for someone that has, you know, dyslexia. Or learning difficulty. And I did my junior cert, and that was it. I was out that door, and I was never going back. Didn't do a leaving cert. I was happy to go.
Yeah.
I ran out the door.
I know, because of the, and like, isn't it remarkable though, you know, it just shows you, Kevin, when you talk about Sister Benedict, like the influence somebody in education can have, you know, and obviously the huge support and that she gave you through school, and like the difference that made for you.
It was massive. And I always say with my mum, and particularly because my dad was always a worker, you know, he was always working in the dry cleaning business. He was always the one that had gone out and worked. And obviously, mum was raising 5 children. And she had 3 of us at a very young age. I think she had 3 of us by the age of 21 or 22. So she was at home trying to do everything, you know. So having that with her, and obviously Sister Benedict, was just a massive influence. And then I had a few friends in school that, in fairness, I struggled, and they just came the answers, you know, and anything that I needed to do at all, they'd give me. So I had a couple of friends in school that was great like that, but yeah, my mum and Sister Benedict was definitely a massive influence on my life.
But you can see, you know, even listening to you today, Kevin, talking about the early days and the struggle that came with kind of day-to-day schooling before your dyslexia diagnosis, how, you know, you could maybe believe that your future might be curtailed in some way, but obviously that's not the case, and hard work and hard graft and all that goes with that, and you've found a different role in helping people in local politics and taking up the mayoral chain quite recently.
Yeah, I did. I've always been very active in Longford. I'm vice chairman of Longford Variety Group, which raises money every year. We put a show on in the Backstage Theatre, so it would be the music and arts. And in the Backstage Theatre in Longford, we put on a show every year. And I got very heavily involved with that over 10 years ago. As I said, you've been a DJ from a young, I started DJing at 16. And I'm still doing it today, even with being, you know, I kind of didn't want to come away from my roots. I am who I am, and I'm not going to change, you know, who I am. So doing that, and then being heavily involved with youth and theatre and raising money, and I think we've nearly raised 350 grand
right.
over the last 20 years,
yeah.
Which all has stayed locally in Longford for hospice, for St. Christopher's, all local charities, you know, Longford. So I've been very heavily involved in that line of work. So I'd always would have been passionate about it. But then when I got asked to run, you know, doing politics, I'd got asked the previous election before that, and I said no. And then this time around, so it's about 3 years ago now, I got asked, and I was kind of like, oh, will I, won't I? You know, I don't know if it's for me, but definitely the dyslexia is what put me off altogether. I was like, how can I have someone come into me and me try and fill out a form if I can't spell? That was, you know, and I'm definitely way better what I am, but that was my main decision. I was like, absolutely not. Like, they're going to think I'm stupid. You know, how could I do this? You know, people are looking for my help, but yet I can't spell their name. That's how I would have felt. So I would have my confidence. I'm a very confident person, yeah. And what I do, I just love it. But when it comes to that, I just would have been rock bottom. I just definitely wouldn't have accepted, you know, that I would have been able to do that line of work. But my granddad, I had talked to my granddad about it, and my wife, but my granddad was the main one that I spoke to. Now, he passed away just over a year ago.
Oh, God, right.
He ended up getting cancer, and, you know, it was, but sitting, talking to him, he was just a ball of knowledge. He was 85. You know, we'd listen to that man every day of the week. And I just said to him, you know, what do you think, granddad? You know, I've got axe to run. And I was really thinking of it. And he said, well, you know, son, you're already doing it. So why wouldn't you? That was it. That's exactly what he said to me. And I never forget it. And even when I ran in the elections, like, look, you know, there's so much going on with politics, you know, in the world. And I absolutely get it. And I agree with how people feel. But I kind of felt like, well, I'm young, I'm fresh, I have four children, you know, I'm married, I have a business, I'm local, you know, I really felt like maybe I could make that change of what people, you know, have been looking for. Yeah, I really did. And I've already been doing it for 10 years, so why not get into this line of work now and really try and go up another level? So that's kind of, what he said to me. Yeah, and that's what I'm doing, and I absolutely love what I do.
Well, it's great to hear it, Kevin, and you know, and it's great to see, like, even this texter who's got in touch to say it's a lovely, powerful story, and it proves if people help, you know, from the early stages, like the significant difference it can make and the importance of education. And another text or two to say, I can completely relate to everything Kevin is saying. Struggling with dyslexia, it can be a huge struggle for so many people out there. Look, if you want to share your own story with us, you can drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Kevin, we appreciate you joining us in the programme today. Congratulations again, and best of luck in the new role there. The new mayor of Longford, Gaherlough there, Kevin Hussey. Kevin, thanks a million for your time on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.